Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But last night here in Connecticut, you know, we had a lot of interesting news stories. I was over at WFSB Channel 3 last night. You know, there's this bear that got into the house in Simsbury with the girl that had to hide in the closet. And this pop-up show with the Foo Fighters. If you don't know the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, who was the drummer for Nirvana, started this band after Nirvana disbanded. And they've been one of the biggest rock acts of this century. And they're about to go on a massive tour, and they've been doing these pop-up shows across the country, and they can fill out stadiums, right? They can fill out stadiums just on their own. And they did one in Connecticut last night at Toad's Place. I don't even know what the capacity is, but they would charge $30. You couldn't flip them and sell them for a profit. The people who got the tickets, when they waited in line physically, which I loved, had to go to the show. And last night they played. And I guess it was a pretty epic show. And our good friend, loyal listener, Ryan Hogan, was there. And he's only has a couple of minutes because of work. So he joins us here on Brian & Company. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
So how was it?
It was epic, man. It was so freaking cool. The whole experience. Waiting in line for 2.5 hours, you know, getting in to see those guys that, like, 1,000 people maybe there, just being that close to Dave Grohl and the gang was very, very cool.
How close, like, give me a distance, like, how close were you?
If you're familiar with the Toad's Place, like, kind of when you walk in the door, there's a couple bars and there's a back area. We were over there. We weren't, like, you know, shoulder to shoulder with everybody, but it was packed. It was over 1,000 people.
So, I mean, Matt said it was 28 songs. You said 27.
27, yeah. I sent you the set list.
Matt, did you count the Purple Rain interlude? So there's a disparity there.
There was a Purple Rain interlude, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe we didn't count it. But what I want to know, because, you know, for our audience, a band that could fill an arena or a stadium, to see them in that kind of venue, like, what can you sort of describe what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, even Dave was saying, he says, you know, we play these stadiums like Wembley and all these other places, and we can fill them, but he says there's something about playing for a place like this that, like, brings you back to your roots. And they played their hearts out, man. It was just awesome to see them in a small venue like that.
Did he talk a lot, or did they just rip through the songs?
They're pretty notorious for ripping through songs and then taking, like, a short little break. They ripped through, I'd say, the first 5 or 6, then took a little break. He talked a bit just about, you know, being back on stage, and their new drummer was introduced to us as well. But mostly ripped through songs, man. 27 songs in about 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Wow. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm a little tired. I got to work a 24-hour shift today, so I'm going to catching up.
Do you get a nap in there? Like, can we tell people what you do for a living?
My official title is Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetist, so I give anesthesia at various places, and today I'm at the hospital.
Wow. Man. So in terms of concert experiences, like, I mean, you must have, like, a sort of internal top five or whatever. I don't know what you've seen or what you've done, but where does it rank? And if something was better, what was it?
Honestly, man, this has to be near the top. I got to see him open MSG when they came back from COVID. I got to see one of Taylor's last shows at the healthcare amphitheater in Bridgeport. But this is probably one of the top shows I've seen.
So how many times you've seen him? How many times?
This is 3.
Wow. All
yeah,
right, Ryan.
Very lucky.
That's cool. I mean, I just love the fact that they were $30. The people had to wait in line. And were you were
old school? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the old Strawberries with the wristbands and stuff like that, which you probably don't remember
exactly.
Those. All right, awesome. I hope you get through the day, man. I don't know how you're gonna do it. But we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. All right, take care. Bye.
Ryan Hogan.
That's cool.
He's got to get back to work. Yeah, I mean, he said that I think his stepdaughter was behind him in line two and got tickets, and then only like three or four people behind her got tickets. So they just got in.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you can't flip them, and I love the fact that people who waited in line got in. And I wish that – and it used to be that way back in the day, by the way, that I remember because I saw INXS at my sister's college, at Colby College in 88, right before they went on tour with Kick. And so what they would do is they would play like six or seven college dates and then hit the arena tour. Yeah. So they went from Colby, and like 3 months later, they filled Boston Garden, right? So like they did it to sort of hone the sound,
yeah.
You know, and I wish there was a little more like that because,
it's kind of like comedians in a way almost where they play the clubs before they go to arena.
Yeah.
To kind of like get the act right.
Totally.
And do that.
And nothing against the Taylor Swifts or Ed Sheeran's or Beyonce's of the world, but like we had to spend, like my wife got Ed Sheeran tickets, like $600 or $700 for like four. And they're not even good seats.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that balance. So I, listen, Dave Grohl's had some blind spots. But he's not perfect. But I mean, the guy is cool and I love the concept. And if they do it in your neighborhood, you can really get an experience that you might not get otherwise.
Listen, if I were you.
Me? Or people listening?
If I have people listening and they missed out on the show and you're not doing anything today, they were in Washington, D.C., then they went to Connecticut. I would just hover around like Boston today.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Portland, Maine? Like, I'd love
somewhere.
It
Yeah. I would think probably Boston area. Because New Haven's still like southern, kind of towards New York. I would go towards Boston today. Mm.
So he was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Okay, and then he did this on Tuesday in Connecticut. So, yeah, I mean, it could be New York area too.
Yeah.
And they rolled up in their SUVs, right? They just drive in and they obviously have to pare down the staging, right? Because they don't have the space that their full-blown show would be. But that's actually an interesting idea.
By the way, their new drummer is not a new drummer. Alon Rubin is an unbelievable drummer. He has been with Nine Inch Nails, with Paramore, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182's side band, Angels and Airwaves. He's an unbelievable drummer.
And people don't know that the original drummer for the band... Foo Fighters died some years ago, and it was pretty traumatic for a lot of music fans and for Dave Grohl and the band. So obviously they carry that with them quite a bit as well. So thanks, Ryan Hogan. I mean, and again, that's how it is. If you guys are doing something that we're talking about or want to chime in, whether it's apple picking or Foo Fighters, we'd love to always talk to you. It's 3-4 minutes. No, seriously.
Yeah.
You can always call us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.